WNYC is supported by Stitcher, offering the Stitcher mobile app. Listeners can access episodes of Alec Baldwin's Here's the Thing, as well as thousands of other podcasts, without downloading or syncing. The Stitcher mobile app can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/WNYC.
Hi, this is Brian Lehrer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand. Podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads available when you want to listen at WNYC.org and iTunes.
Amy Eddings here on the Brian Lehrer Show for Brian Lehrer. Good morning. Last month, 17-year-old T.J. Lane brought a .22-caliber pistol to Chardon High School in suburban Cleveland and opened fire on a group of students in the cafeteria, killing three students and injuring three others. Initial reports suggested that Lane's actions were motivated by revenge for being bullied. Brian had on Emily Bazelon of Slate and Jesse Klein, author of The Bully Society, School Shootings and the Crisis of Bullying in America's Schools. It prompted a lot of discussion during the show and on our comments page online, and many of you wanted to hear more from Jesse about her thesis, that bullying is a growing crisis in American schools that stems from a culture of bullying, one that begins at home and in popular culture. We've brought Jesse Klein back to delve more deeply into her book. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
Listeners, we'd like to hear from you. If you think that bullying is a part of growing up, of teens being teens, is that because it's such a deeply ingrained part of our society? Or do you think it's part of human social formation into classes and castes and groups? Does bullying begin at home in our emphasis on competition, success, and aggression? Call us at 212-233-7862. I'm saying that number wrong again, aren't I? 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or post a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. Jesse, first, let's follow up with the Chardon High School shooting. Now prosecutors say T.J. Lane may not have been bullied and that he appeared to have selected his victims randomly. Does that change how you view this shooting, or is a young person's murderous acts, regardless of the motives, an indication of a bullying society?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's often arguments about after each shooting whether there was bullying or not. A lot of the kids said he was picked on. I doubt that they were making that up. Many reports say he was an outcast, that he had few friends. There are a lot of reports that he specifically targeted a boy that was dating his ex-girlfriend, which is another very common feature in school shootings. So it seems to me, you know, people have different definitions of bullying. I don't feel like it has to be a repeated offense or by somebody who's more powerful than somebody else. You know, the kind of hurtful behavior that takes place in our schools has become a culture. And this kid clearly was miserable, was not particularly treated well, and, you know, needed some support that he wasn't getting. And I think that is the typical characteristic of what's going on in our schools.
Is the cultural crisis bullying and aggression or easy access to guns?
The easy access to guns creates more fatalities, but we could get rid of all the guns and that would help because it would decrease the fatalities, but it wouldn't get rid of the bully culture. I've been in schools, I worked in schools for 20 years, and I've been in schools where there was no bullying. You know, what you need to do is create a culture of caring and compassion in a community. What you have more often is kids getting called gay, kids getting called slut, and the things that the kids who committed school shootings say, explain for why they committed the shooting is pretty much what almost every American kid has to deal with. And it's something they shouldn't have to deal with. They shouldn't have to be going to school in a hostile environment. They deal with sexual harassment. They deal with gay bashing. There's a lot of the school shootings have been violence against girls, very specifically. You can see on my chart, jessiklein.com, it's a chart of 191 school shootings, and I listed the motive of every shooting. Issues of gender come up over and over again. 50% of them were related to masculinity challenges, where kids felt that unless they used violence, they were going to be called gay or other pejoratives, or what was considered a pejorative, and that they had to pick up guns and use violence to prove their manhood. That's the kind of culture we could change in schools. We could help boys and girls feel that compassion and kindness was the way to prove their humanity and not violence.
And why in schools? Because you also write that adult role models, including parents, inadvertently or even explicitly play out these conflicts of wealth and race and looks and sexuality.
That's right. I think we have a much larger problem than what goes on in schools. And you see the same culture going on in workplaces. And one out of four grown-ups are bullied in the workplace, and they don't necessarily get help either. And many of the workplace shootings relate to many of the same issues that kids are dealing with.
What very briefly, you were mentioning there's schools are doing some things to help change the culture of bullying. What is one model program that you think other schools should follow?
I think what schools need to do is create community meetings so that anytime anybody is hurt, you support the student who's being hurt. You don't keep punishing the bully. That's going to be one bully out of the school after another. What you need to do is show the kids that you care about them, whether they're cyberbullied and you don't know who the bully is or somebody else in the midst.
To leave it there. Jesse Klein, author of The Bully Society, thanks for joining us on The Brian Lehrer Show. This is WNYC.
Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.